Yeah, I first got involved with that Iditarod when I was flying with actually Diane Maroney. Her and I flew together at Atlas Air, and I'd expressed an interest in wanting to get involved with it, flying for the Iditarod Air Force, and she kind of got me started in it, kind of connected me with the right people to talk to, and that. So yeah, that's how I first got involved. Today I'm involved with the Willow Loadout. I try to be the first one here today because it's going to be extremely busy. And basically what brought me back is my second year with Iditarod Air Force. I love the flying, and really more than that, the people, the volunteers especially, are awesome to work with. I really learn a lot from each and every person involved with Iditarod. Yeah. My most memorable Iditarod experience was watching the dog teams come in, Team McGrath, just after midnight last year. Probably seven teams came in, all within about 10 minutes. It was awesome to watch. I got to see Lance Mackey. That was really cool. So that's definitely a most memorable experience. What I know in life for sure is the altitude above you is unusable, and the fuel on the ground is also not usable.